Welcome to Listen 2. This is Ted. The news was published on Thursday, October 3rd. Joining us today are Eric and Kate to discuss a fascinating new development in mental health technology. Today, we're discussing a groundbreaking development in mental health detection using AI-powered smartphone apps. What can you tell us about these new apps?
Well, Ted, these apps are pretty mind-blowing. Researchers at Stevens Institute of Technology have come up with a way to use our phones to detect signs of depression just by analyzing our faces and eyes. It's like having a mini psychologist in your pocket. They've developed two apps that could revolutionize how we approach mental health screening.
While it might sound impressive on the surface, I've got some serious
I understand your concerns, Kate. But let's look at the potential benefits here. One of the apps, called PupilSense, achieved a 76% accuracy rate in identifying depressive episodes. It does this by analyzing the size of your pupil relative to your iris. That's a significant step forward in early detection.
Hold on a second, Eric. You're throwing out numbers without context. That's 76%.
I hear you, Kate, but let's not dismiss the potential impact. This study, while small, is just the beginning. It's a proof of concept that could lead to larger, more comprehensive studies. And when we're talking about depression, which is often called a silent killer, early detection could literally save lives.
Let's talk about the second app. How does FacePSI work?
FacePSI is equally fascinating, Ted. It assesses facial muscle movements and head gestures to get a read on a person's emotional state. The cool thing is, it works in the background, snapping images when you're using your phone. And before you jump in, Kate, I know what you're thinking, but they've thought about privacy. The images are immediately deleted after analysis.
That's still incredibly concerning, Eric. We're talking about an
app that's constantly... I get your point, Kate, but let's not forget that the researchers are prioritizing privacy. They understand the sensitive nature of this data and think about the potential here. Early detection could be a game changer for millions of people struggling with depression.
But forcing people to confront their mental health through an app could be harmful.
Nobody's forcing anyone, Kate. These apps are tools, not mandates. They could provide valuable insights that might encourage people to seek help when they need it. It's about empowering individuals with information about their own mental health.
Interesting points. Now, the study revealed some surprising insights. What were they?
One of the most intriguing findings was the participants who smiled more actually showed potential signs of depression. It's counterintuitive, right? But it suggests that people often put on a brave face when they're struggling internally. It's like the old saying, the ones who smile the brightest cry the hardest in private.
That's an incredibly dangerous oversimplification, Eric. We can't reduce
I'm not suggesting we reduce mental health to simple gestures, Kate. But we can't ignore the potential of these tools to pick up on subtle cues that even trained professionals might miss. It's about adding another layer of detection, not replacing human judgment.
Let's put this in historical context. Can you think of any similar technological advancements in mental health detection from the past?
Absolutely, Ted. This reminds me of the development of the Minnesota Multiphasic Personality Inventory, or MMPI, back in the 1930s. It was one of the first standardized psychological tests used to assess mental health. At the time, it was revolutionary, kind of like how these apps are shaking things up now.
The MMPI is a completely different approach, Eric. It's a self-reported questionnaire.
You're right that the MMPI is different in its approach, Kate. But the goal is the same, to detect mental health issues. The MMPI revolutionized psychology by providing an objective measure of personality and psychopathology. These new apps could do the same for the digital age, making mental health screening more accessible and immediate.
But the MMPI has been criticized for cultural bias and overdiagnosis. We might
valid points, Kate. But every new technology has its growing pains. The key is to learn from past mistakes and improve. These apps have the potential to be more adaptable and culturally sensitive than paper-based tests. Plus, they can be updated in real time as we learn more.
How did the MMPI impact mental health treatment when it was introduced?
Great question, Ted. The MMPI had a huge impact. It standardized diagnosis and treatment plans, leading to more consistent care across different practitioners. These new apps could have a similar effect, democratizing access to mental health screening. Imagine being able to do a quick mental health check as easily as checking your email.
But the MMPI required trained professionals to interpret results. These apps put complex...
You're absolutely right that professional interpretation is crucial, Kate. But these apps aren't meant to replace professionals. They're more like an initial screening tool, encouraging people to seek professional help when needed. It's about bridging the gap between noticing something might be wrong and actually getting help.
How do you think these new apps might change the landscape of mental health treatment compared to tools like the MMPI?
The potential here is enormous, Ted. Unlike the MMPI, which is typically administered at specific points in time, these apps could provide real-time, continuous monitoring. They could catch signs of depression earlier than traditional methods, leading to more timely interventions. It's like having a mental health early warning system in your pocket.
But at what cost to our privacy and autonomy? We're moving towards a society...
I understand your concerns about privacy, Kate. But with proper safeguards in place, the benefits could far outweigh the risks. Early detection and intervention could dramatically improve outcomes for people struggling with depression. It's about striking the right balance between privacy and potentially life-saving technology.
Looking ahead, how do you see these technologies evolving in the next decade?
I'm really excited about the possibilities, Ted. I envision these apps becoming more sophisticated, possibly integrating with other health data from smartwatches or fitness trackers. They could provide a holistic view of mental and physical health. Imagine an app that could tell you're at risk for depression based on changes in your sleep patterns, physical activity, and facial expressions. It could be a game changer.
That's a dystopian future where our every movement and expression is monitored and analyzed.
I see it differently, Kate. Rather than a dystopian, I think it's a future where we have more control over our health. It's not about constant surveillance, but about giving individuals tools to understand and manage their own mental health. It could lead to personalized mental health care tailored to each person's unique patterns and needs.
Interesting perspectives. How might these technologies impact the role of mental health professionals?
That's a great question, Ted. I believe these technologies could be incredibly valuable tools for mental health professionals. They could provide objective data to support clinical assessments, leading to more accurate diagnoses and treatment plans. It's not about replacing human judgment, but augmenting it with additional insights.
Or it could devalue the expertise of professionals. Replacing human judgment.
I hear your concern, Kate, but I don't think it's an either-or situation. These tools could actually help professionals reach more people, especially in underserved areas. They could act as a triage system, helping identify who needs immediate professional help and who might benefit from self-help strategies. It's about expanding access to mental health care, not limiting it.
That's optimistic. In reality, people might rely on these apps instead of...
I understand your skepticism, Kate, but I believe with proper education and guidelines, these apps could actually encourage more people to seek professional help. By making people aware of potential issues early on, we could see more people reaching out to mental health professionals before their problems become severe. It's about creating a bridge between technology and professional care, not a replacement.
Thank you both for this enlightening discussion. It's clear that these new technologies hold both promise and challenges for the future of mental health care. As we move forward, it will be crucial to balance the potential benefits with important concerns about privacy and proper use. This conversation highlights the need for ongoing dialogue between technologists, mental health professionals, and the public as we navigate this new frontier in mental health detection and treatment.